You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
To another video from moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be discussing the accountability for bad advice. That means if you give bad advice and someone loses out because of it, are you responsible? So we're using a sefer here called Cases in Monetary Halakha by Rabbi Tzvi Spitz. He brings two cases. He says this one case is if a friend relied on his other friend who was a new car mechanic, and based on that he took him along with him to buy a car, and his friend looked around in the car and he said, yeah, you can buy the car. And later on they find out that there's major problems with the car after he bought it, which if they had really checked the car properly, he wouldn't have bought the car, or he wouldn't have paid as much. So the question is, based on that bad advice, is he responsible for the price difference? Second case is that you have two people, one relying on the second one for his financial advice, right? A goes to B and he says, should I lend money to C? And B says, yeah, you can lend money to C because C has a lot of assets and backed up money. So even if there's something wrong with the loan over here, he'll be able to pay you back. So then A goes and lends money to C. And what happens is C ends up not being able to pay. And not only that, C never even had what to back up the loan with to pay back. So B said that C has all this stuff in the background, money backed up to pay if there's going to be a problem, and he never did. So that wasn't accurate information, it was bad advice, and A lost out because of that. So the question is the friend responsible as well? So he brings over here, the halacha is like this. If the friend, the person who gave the mechanic advice, or he gave the financial advice, if they were paid for their advice, so then they are going to be responsible, even if it wasn't clearly stated that they were relying on that information. However, if they weren't paid, then it makes a difference. They weren't paid, right? It was given, information was given for free. Then it depends if the person giving the advice is an expert in that field. If they are an expert in that field, then they will be off the hook and they're going to be putter from paying, as long as they just inadvertently gave bad information and it wasn't because of negligence or something like that. It just happened to be they mistakenly gave bad advice. So if they're an expert in the field, then they're going to be off the hook and they're not going to have to pay. However, if the person giving the advice for free is not an expert in the field, and it was clear that their information they were giving was going to be relied on for the decision to buy the car or to give the loan, so if they're not an expert in the field, then, and it was clear that they were being relied on, then they would be held responsible for the damages and loss which was incurred. He brings over here, therefore, that if someone wants to give advice to his friend on money matters and stuff like that, and he does not want to be held responsible or sued in case the advice is not good, so he should clearly say that I'm not taking any responsibility for any of the advice that I'm giving. In such a case, he would be potter. He says over here, there is cases that even in a case where he does give advice, and he wasn't an expert, that he still would be off the hook. In a case where the information was right, it's just some outer thing happened. For example, in the case of lending money, he says that C has money, right? B tells A, C has money backed up to pay you because he knows that he had a very large inheritance or he had a lot of money. And then unbeknownst to him, there was a big fire, chasham, and he lost all of his money. And therefore, the guy gave the advice. B gave advice to A, not knowing that there was this major damage and that the guy lost all of his assets. So if he gave advice and said, lend it to him, and he didn't know that the guy lost all of his money because of a fire, then it would be a case of an oines, and he wouldn't be held responsible. So therefore, again, in all these cases, any little thing could make a big difference in the halacha. So if you have any questions, any halachic authority should be consulted. But that's just the general halacha in regards to this. Thank you very much.